Welcome to Lessons in Life, Episode 8 for Mental Mathematics. Alright, it's the audio quiz for Episode 8. 20 questions. The answer sheet is downloadable from the usual places, the Lessons in Life website, which is linl.podomatic.com, and also a link on the iTunes account there as well. So you can download that, print it off, and get started. 20 questions. The first 5 questions are 5-second questions. The next 10 are 10-second, and the last 5 are 15-second questions. Usual drill, so let's get straight on into it. Starting with a practice question, your practice question is, what is 3 multiplied by 4? What is 3 multiplied by 4? Alright, now going into the real stuff. Question 1. Write 705,000 in figures. Write 705,000 in figures. Question 2. What is the product of 60 and 3? What is the product of 60 and 3? Question 3. What is the sum of 0.7 and 0.41? What is the sum of 0.7 and 0.41? Question 4. Round 21,400 to the nearest thousand. Round 21,400 to the nearest 1,000. Question 5. What is the sum of 11, 45, and 16? What is the sum of 11, 45, and 16? Alright, for the next set of questions, you're going to have 10 seconds to answer. Question 6. What is 0.4 divided by 0.01? What is 0.4 divided by 0.01? Question 7. Write 421 to the nearest 50 centimetres. Write 421 centimetres to the nearest 50 centimetres. Question 8. Find 4/5 of $35. Find 4/5 of $35. Question 9. What is 2% of 1,800? What is 2% of 1,800? Question 10. Two angles add up to a right angle. If one of these angles is 60 degrees, what is the second? Two angles add up to a right angle. If one of these angles is 60 degrees, what is the second? Question 11. If chilies cost 15 cents, how much change would I get from $1 if I buy 4 chilies? If chilies cost 15 cents, How much change would I get from $1 if I buy 4 chilies? Question 12. What is half of 130? What is half of 130? Question 13. What is 4 cubed? What is 4 cubed? Question 14. Find 11% of 500. Find 11% of 500. Question 15. If the ratio of black sheep to white sheep is 1 to 3, how many sheep in total are there in a paddock which has 12 black sheep? If the ratio of black to white sheep is 1 to 3, how many sheep in total are there in a paddock with 12 black sheep? For the next 5 questions, you're going to have 15 seconds to work out the answer. Question 16. If a triangle has a height of 4 centimetres and a width of 6 centimetres, what is the area? If a triangle has a height of 4 centimetres and a width of 6 centimetres, what is the area? Question 17. How many 25-cent bananas can I buy with $10? How many 25-cent bananas can I buy with $10? Question 18. What is the value for B in the equation 4B minus 3 equals 15? What is the value of B in the equation 4B minus 3 equals 15? Question 19. Which of the following numbers is a prime number? 11, 12, 14, or 15? Which of the following numbers is a prime number? 11, 12, 14, or 15? And question 20. What is the biggest fraction, 1/3 or 1/2? What is the biggest fraction, 1/3 or 1/2? And that's it. So put your pens down, have a break, pause the podcast, and I'll be back and tell you the answers very, very shortly. And now for your answers. I'm just going to go quickly through the answers to now because I haven't got a lot of time. So, starting off with your practice question, 4 times 3 is 12. The answer to your practice question is 12. Question 1. Your answer should be 705,000, which is 705,000. 705 with 3 zeros. Question 2, your answer is 180. Question 3, your answer is 1.11. Question 4, your answer should be 21,021 with three zeros behind it. Question 5, your answer is 71. Question 6, your answer should be 40. Question 7, your answer is 400 centimeters. Question 8, your answer is $28. Question 9, your answer is 36. Question 10, the angle you're looking for is 30 degrees. Question 11, your change should be 40 cents. Question 12, the answer is 75. Question 13, the answer is 64. Question 14, your answer is 55. Question 15, the total number of sheep is 48. Question 16, the answer is 12. The area is 12. Question 17, you could buy 40 bananas. Question 18, B would equal 3. Question 19, 11 is the prime number. And lastly, question 20, the biggest fraction there is 1/2. All right. That's all we have time for today. I'll endeavour to get this up as soon as possible, and I'll start working on your next quiz. So until then, have a good one.